And if I was asking you where is Mr. Mahaffey's place, you say, oh, that's just a little what over?
Just over this hill.
Just a little what?
Just a little ways over the hill.
Okay. Would you ever say a little piece?
No, just a little piece.
Okay. And if it's a considerable distance, you're talking about, say, from here to Mountain City, you'd say, oh, that's a
long ways.
All right. Or a
good piece.
Okay. And if something isn't hard to find, you know, out there, you'd say someone might ask you where you could find something, so some kind of a plant or something. See, oh, you can find that. They grow almost
anywhere.
All right. And if I fell this way, you'd say I fell.
You fell backwards.
If I fell this way.
Forward.
And if there aren't no more left, you know, I'd say, have you seen some kind of a bird or something? You say, no, I have a variety of bird or something. I say, have you seen any cardinals this year or something? And you say, no, I haven't seen any. All right. Would you ever use now, or did you ever use nary for that? Nary a one?
I've never seen a nary one.
Okay, that would be not. And I might say to you, did he give you some? And you say, no, he didn't give me
any.
And if someone broke something of yours, you had a glass or something. And the person broke it. You say, oh, that's all right. I didn't like it.
I didn't like it anyway.
All right. And if someone is, someone's scolding you, and you say, what are you scolding me for? Wrong. I
didn't do anything.
All right. And if a little boy is bad, and when he's small and he gets into all kinds of trouble, you say, when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. Might you use something like apt is not or like is not?
Yeah, apt is not, he'll have his trouble.
Yeah. And we were talking before about the trenches cut by a plow.
Mm-hmm.
What are those called? Things you plant. Yeah. And would that be more than one? Two?
Well, if you made the furs, if you plant with one plow, you make one fur.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a 3 foot or something like that, you make more.
Okay. And say we had a, did you grow, if you talk about growing wheat, you'd say we raised a big
lot of wheat.
Or we had, it was a they sometimes say a bumper, a large.
Large crop.
Yeah, that sounds good. And if you wanted to get the shrubs and trees off of land, you'd say we had to
grab them.
Okay. Now, grubbing them would be taking out the roots and all. But if you just kind of cut it down smooth, you might call that
clearing.
Okay. And if you cut the hay once, and then it comes up again, what do you call that?
You call it second time.
And what do you call a crop that you haven't even planted, and it's coming this year, like potatoes or something, and you thought you didn't get all the potatoes, and then the next year
there's volunteers.
Okay. And when you when wheat is gathered, how is wheat gathered?
Wheat.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta a combiner, is that what you call it?
They got combined it now.
No.
Uh-huh.
Back when we was kids, they cut with a cradle.
Cut it with a cradle, you know, and then stacked it up till it got dry, and then you thrashed it out.
What did you call those things you stacked them into?
You just stacked it up in little shocks.
Now, was the shock